This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Senate Democrats have unveiled a budget resolution that maps out $3.5 trillion in spending boosts and tax breaks. The budget is aimed at strengthening social and environmental programs. That sets up a battle this fall over President Joe Biden's domestic policy ambitions. The resolution calls for creating free pre-kindergarten for 3 and 4-year-olds and 2 years of free community college, extending tax breaks for children and some low-income workers, and establishing paid family and sick leave. Democrats will have to overcome likely unanimous Republican opposition. A bipartisan U.S. infrastructure package is edging toward passage in Congress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
As he kicked off a second straight weekend session, Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer told colleagues they would not leave till the $1 trillion bill was done.
We can get this done the easy way or the hard way.
And last night, the Senate cleared a final hurdle
by a very handsome, overwhelming vote.
Some 70 senators appear ready to pass it. Rare bipartisan momentum amid pressure from critics on each side who say the package is either too big or too small. It would unleash billions of dollars to upgrade the nation's crumbling infrastructure. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Global warming, now a permanent feature of everyday life. That's according to the United Nations Climate Change Panel on Monday. However, steps can be taken to prevent the worst effects. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change issued the long-awaited report saying climate change is unequivocally caused by human activities. The human activities have led to a gradual warming of the Earth by just over 1.1 degrees Celsius. More on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Suspected Taliban fighters killed an Afghan radio station manager in Kabul and kidnapped a journalist in southern Helmand province. That's according to local government officials on Monday. It's the latest in a long line of attacks targeting media workers. Gunmen shot Tufan Omar, the station manager at Paktia Gag Radio, and an officer for NAI in a targeted killing in the capital on Sunday. NAI is a rights group supporting independent media in Afghanistan. Officials in Kabul suspected Taliban fighters had carried out the attack. Last month, the NAI reported at least 30 journalists and media workers have been killed, wounded, or abducted by militant groups in Afghanistan this year. At least 51 people were killed in central Mali when Islamist militants raided 3 villages near the border with Niger. That's according to an Asongo district administrator on Monday. The towns were attacked around 6 p.m. on Sunday. Houses were ransacked and burned to the ground and herds of livestock carried away, according to reporting by Reuters. The provisional toll is 51 people dead and several more injured. No group has taken responsibility for the attacks in the area where Malian troops, French and European forces, and the UN peacekeepers have been battling insurgents linked to the Islamic State, and Al-Qaeda. An executive assistant who accused the state of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of groping her breast at the governor's mansion has detailed why she felt empowered to go public with her allegations. Brittany Camisso said in a TV interview that aired on CBS this morning Monday that she waited to publicly have her name attached to the allegations because she was fearful of retaliation and wanted to protect her daughter. She is one of nearly a dozen women who has accused the Democratic governor of sexual harassment. Camisso became the first woman to file a criminal complaint against Cuomo. Cuomo has denied touching any women inappropriately. The interview aired as a key legislative committee is set to discuss possible impeachment hearings. Britain slapped sanctions on Belarus's Podolsk and petroleum product exports on Monday, the goal to heap pressure on President Alexander Lukashenko by trying to reduce state revenues and target those close to him. The British sanctions are the latest sanctions imposed by the West over Lukashenko's crackdown. They prohibited the purchase of transferable securities and money market instruments issued by the Belarusian state and its state-owned banks. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.